tribal leaders with links to militant groups say the four Arab men known as Abu Qasim, Abu Musa, Abu Hamza, and Abu Harris were killed near a home and seminary of a Taliban militant leader with ties to Al-Qaeda. Pakistani intelligence officials say the man known as Abu Harris was an Egyptian in his 50s who has been living in Pakistan for at least 2 decades. They said after last year's deadly government raid on Islamabad's Red Mosque, he became the top Al-Qaeda logistics coordinator in the northwest frontier province. Intelligence officials say the man known as Abu Hamza was a supplier of improvised explosive devices. U.S. officials have not confirmed carrying out the alleged missile strike, and the Pakistani military continues to refer to the incident as explosions from unknown causes. Since late August, there have been at least 5 reported missile strikes against militant targets in North and South Waziristan. Afghan, U.S., and NATO officials say the regions act as Taliban and Al-Qaeda sanctuaries and have urged Pakistan to eliminate them. During his visit to Islamabad Tuesday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said striking against the sanctuaries is a top priority for defeating his country's Taliban insurgency.
We should concentrate on the sanctuaries. Whether those sanctuaries are in Afghanistan or in Pakistan, where terrorists find a place to train themselves to hurt the people of Pakistan, of Afghanistan, or to hurt the people of the world.
Monday's apparent strike targeted a stronghold of Jalaluddin Haqqani, a longtime Afghan militant leader who U.S. officials say oversees one of the deadliest Taliban factions in Afghanistan. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.